Psalm 86 is a highly personal poem. In the opening seven verses, we hear the psalmist repeatedly using the imperative tense as he makes his appeal to God. Bow down thine ear, hear me, preserve my soul, save thy servant, be merciful unto me, comfort the soul of thy servant, give ear, Lord. The tone of this prayer is intense, urgent. But the psalmist also freely acknowledges God's unique character. There is none like unto thee, O Lord. No other God can accomplish what this God has achieved. Verse 5, even so, this all-powerful God is merciful to those who call upon him. And verse 15 recalls words from Exodus 34. God is full of compassion and mercy, long-suffering, plenteous in goodness and truth. Edward Carter from St. Peter Mancroft Church in Norwich, England, offers some interesting insights to Psalm 86, especially when he explains one word we might not expect to find in a psalm.
Psalm 86, in the Plainsong translation into English, includes this phrase, "The congregations of naughty men have sought after my soul." Although this might equally be rendered bands of ruffians or ruthless men, there is something poetic about the word naughty. In contemporary use, it conveys the sense of something wrong, but hardly dreadful. However, at heart, it means those who come to naught. And this is a spiritual idea, because the things that come to naught are the things which turn away from God. This is in direct contrast with the repeated reference to a servant of God, which the psalmist claims to be. Those who serve God seek the opposite path from those who come to naught. The servants of God find fulfillment and flourish because of their lives of service.
Thank you. Thank you.